I don't know if I could ever be a missionary. I don't want to stop living here. I like it here.
Maybe you won't be a missionary, but everyone has been given a special gift. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. What's the thing that God has gifted you to do? That's an important question to ask when it comes to serving Jesus. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 4, verse 7, he said, "Christ gave each one of us a special gift. Everyone received what he wanted to give them." So what's the gift you've received? That's something to think about as we listen to our story for today. It's called Making Sacrifices. As Dr. Jensen talked about his work as a missionary, Nolan wondered what it would be like to move to a different country to serve God. Dr. Jensen described it as God giving him such a deep love for the people in that country that he had to move there. But Nolan doubted he'd ever be able to make such a big sacrifice, even if God wanted him to. Nolan listened intently as Dr. Jensen told a story about fixing a truck with the help of his 16-year-old son, Joel. "We didn't have the right tools, and Joel came up with one crazy idea after another. Just when we were about to give up, the engine roared to life. We praised God right then and there." On the way home from church, Nolan brought up the truck story. "It's too bad they don't have better tools to work with, isn't it?" He grinned at his dad. "You should have been there, Dad. You have tools to fix just about anything." Over the next few days, Nolan often thought about Dr. Jensen's lack of tools. The more he thought about it, the more he wanted to do something to help. "I have some money saved up I could use," he thought. "But then I won't have money for a new bike." Nolan tried to forget it, but he couldn't, so he decided to talk to his dad about it. "Dad, do you think God wants me to buy tools for the missionaries with my bike money? Could I get what they need with the amount I have?" "That's a great idea, Nolan. I can get tools at discount prices," Dad beamed. "I think the Holy Spirit is helping you love others like Jesus by putting their needs before your own desires." Nolan nodded. "Getting a new bike can wait." As he spoke, Nolan realized he was ready to make a sacrifice to help the missionaries. "It's not as big as moving to a foreign country," he thought, "but I think I'm beginning to understand how God can make you care about someone enough that you're willing to make sacrifices for them. It's like what Jesus did on the cross for me." He smiled at his dad. "Let's go pick out some tools." So how about you? Do you know anyone who's made a big sacrifice to serve God? Have you ever made a sacrifice to help someone? Jesus loves us so much that he sacrificed his life for us. When we trust in him, we have the Holy Spirit within us to help us make sacrifices for others out of love. Whether big or small, the sacrifices you make for others show them the love of Jesus. Our key verse is 1 John 3:16.
"This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters."
And our key thought for today, make sacrifices for others.
Hey, Zach. When Jesus came down to earth, did God have less power in heaven than when Jesus was in heaven? Because Jesus is part of the Trinity.
Hey, Theo, that's a thoughtful question. So when Jesus came down to earth, God didn't have less power in heaven. Even though it might seem a bit confusing, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are always together and have always had the same amount of power no matter where they are. So even when Jesus was walking around on earth, God's power in heaven was just the same as always. And now Jesus is back in heaven with God and the Holy Spirit, and they're all still working together perfectly. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.